This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for joining us this episode 6, night number 6 of Ramadan 1441, Ramadan 2020. And subhanAllah, how quickly Ramadan is going. That first 10 nights of the month of Ramadan soon is coming to an end. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in what remains of it and grant us to increase in goodness as we get towards the end of Ramadan. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Last night we started our introduction to Surah Yasin and we spoke about the names of Surah Yasin and we're talking about the virtues of Surah Yasin and we asked, are there any hadith from the Prophet that mentions anything specific, any special reward in reciting Surah Yasin or reciting a certain number of Surah Yasin or a certain time of the week or evening? And we said before we can talk about those hadith, because there are a number of narrations, we need to discuss the issue of grading, because not every one of those narrations are fully authentic, and so we need to understand what does authenticity mean. And to summarize quickly, we said that there are five categories of grades, so five grades. You have the Sahih grade and the Hassan grade. Sahih and Hassan, basically we can say they are okay to be used. Then you have the worst of things, which is the fabricated or mawdu'. This should not be used and we should warn against it. And then you have the weak grade, da'if and da'if jiddan, weak and very weak. And we said these two, depending on the nature of the weakness, we should not use it directly. We should rather be skeptical and we should use it only in matters which encourages us to do certain good things that are in line with the ethos of Islam. We do not use hadith that are weak for issues of belief, issues of law, issues of rights. These things are, they need firm evidence for it to be used within the Sharia. And so if it is a weak hadith that encourages you to do something which is praiseworthy and it's in line with the ethos of Islam, then inshallah, many scholars have allowed us to use it. And we find many of the hadith of Surah Yasin fit into this category of weak and in fact very, very weak. So yesterday we mentioned the first hadith, which is found in this book, Sunan Darimi, which is not one of the more famous books of hadith, but it is a collection of hadith books, where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said, whoever recites Surah Yasin in the night is seeking the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will forgive him his sins that evening. And there is, we said, slight weakness, and inshallah, the weakness is so slight that bi'idhnillah, many of the scholars have overlooked it, and so this is a very good virtue for Surah Yasin, that it brings about forgiveness if it is recited every evening, and maybe something which we can inculcate in our life. I mean, no problem to recite as many Surah Yasins. The next hadith is narrated in Sunan Abu Dawud or Abi Dawud. This is, of course, Abu Dawud is a very famous book of hadith, so this adds its prestige. And the hadith goes, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said that Surah Baqarah is the pinnacle of the Quran. It is the peak of the Quran. And Ayatul Kursi is taken from under the throne of Allah. Ayatul Kursi was taken, were revealed to the Prophet ﷺ from under the throne of Allah. And Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. And no one reads it for the sake of Allah except that his sins are forgiven. And you should read it over your dead or when someone is on their deathbed. So this hadith, a very powerful hadith, it mentions with regards to Surah Yasin, and this is where that statement comes in. It is the heart of the Quran. And that the statement also reiterates the previous hadith that said that whoever reads it in the evenings, I'm hoping for Allah's forgiveness, he will receive it. And an additional thing which is mentioned here is that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, recite it over your dead. This hadith, even though it is found in a very famous book, Abi Dawud, it is very weak, meaning it has a number of deficiencies, and many scholars have said that this hadith unlikely to be authentic. Although, inshallah, we'll continue on, we'll find other hadith that might together assist in the grading of this hadith. The third hadith, this is perhaps the most common hadith that you find being circulated with regard to Surah Yasin, also found in a very famous book of hadith, Sunnah Tirmidhi, where it is reported the Prophet ﷺ had said, everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. So whoever reads it, it is as if though he has read the Quran 10 times. This is something which is found and very commonly narrated. In fact, even Tirmidhi, who collected the hadith and put it in his book, he grades it as gharib, strange, and in fact it is extremely weak. And so this hadith, very unlikely to be authentic. And one of the ways in which the scholars have said when you find a reward like, you know, one surah Yasin equals 10 times reciting the Quran, this already gives you alarm bells. It just sounds out of the ordinary. However, the statement, surah Yasin being the heart of the Quran, this is found, of course, as we see in a few other hadith. And so perhaps the latter part of the hadith, that it equals 10 khatams, this might be something which is not authentic from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fourth hadith, rather not a hadith, but rather a virtue that we can definitely is proven, on the night of the Hijrah, when the Prophet ﷺ was about to leave Makkah, we know there was a death warrant on his head. The Quraysh had decided to assassinate him before he leaves Makkah. And so they surrounded his house with a number of men waiting for him to exit. And the minute he comes out, the idea was they would stab him and they would kill him. And so the Prophet ﷺ, realizing that he was surrounded from all angles, he recited Surah Yasin. And as he left the house, he recited the very famous ayah, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَبْصِرُونَ. And Allah says, and we placed in front of them and behind them a barrier, and we covered over them, we sealed above them, and so they were not able to see. And when the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited Surah Yasin and he got to this point, he was able to leave his house, and he was somewhat invisible completely. The Quraysh could not see him, and he even threw dust at them, and they were unaware completely. And so again, the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would recite this surah in this very, very dangerous situation gives us an indication, as the Sahaba said, it is that surah, as they mentioned in the name Mudafi'ah, the one that prevents or protects you from calamities. The last virtue, and this is a very interesting narration, is not a hadith, but rather it's an action of the Sahaba. So the Sahaba, we look at their life, and of course they are the most guided of people after the Anbiya, and we look at their customs as really part of our tradition. And so it is authentically proven from a Sahabi called Khudayf ibn Harith. So a Sahabi, not a very famous Sahabi, but nonetheless a companion of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His name was Khudayf ibn Harith, who on his deathbed, he was dying. And then he asked, is there anyone around that has memorized Surah Yasin? And so they brought someone who was able to do so. And so he asked them, please recite Surah Yasin over me. Recite Surah Yasin over me as I am dying. It will ease the pangs of death. And this, as we said, there is some hint in that hadith of Abu Dawood, where the Prophet ﷺ said, recite Surah Yasin over your dead. And so we take these bits and pieces of information and we corroborate them, inshallah, together. And many, many of the latter scholars, many of the scholars such as Ibn Taymiyyah and Imam Nawawi afterwards, they mention that it is a custom of the pious to recite Surah Yasin as someone is passing away. So it's not really to be recited after the person has died, rather as they are dying, what gives them steadfastness and takes away the, makes it easy the transition from this life to the next, the passing of the ruh, Surah Yasin is one of those surahs that assists in that. And that is why perhaps it is the custom we find here in this part of the world and in many parts of the world, that around the deceased as they are dying on his deathbed, or as someone is terminally ill, people will come and they will recite Surah Yasin around them. And in fact, the entire Quran is of course a healing, inshallah. So just to summarize some of the virtues, and I mean again, these are powerful virtues for this small, small surah that has authentically proven of the hadith that is authentic, that whoever recites it in the evening, hoping for Allah's pleasure, you recite it just for the sake of Allah, then your sins are forgiven. And we find that it was the custom of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, and hadith that is mentioned to that effect, that in times of difficulty, that Surah Yasin, inshallah, will make things easy by reciting it, that in terms of persecution in particular, to be recited, and of course to be recited as the hadith mentions, that at the time of death, Surah Yasin is a powerful surah to be recited during this time. And so to recite Surah Yasin and to be make it part of your daily life, inshallah, this is something good. And therefore those, as I said, many people mentioned to me that because they are not in the masjids, they will be making their own taraweeh at home. One of the surahs that they would recite every evening is Surah Yasin. And this is good. If you're able to recite, you know, your khatam, that is very good. But if you can't, and what you're comfortable with is Surah Yasin, then alhamdulillah, no problem with that. Now we move on to what is the overall message and theme, and is there any link between these virtues that we find? What is it in Surah Yasin that gives about these virtues? And so we'll talk about the themes and the audience. It's important to understand, as we said, the context. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the entire Quran in one go. Rather, he gave bits and pieces of the Quran in certain situations. And by understanding the situation, you understand the context of the Quran, of that revelation. So one of the key ways ways in understanding tafsir is, as we call it, the sabab al-nuzul, the reasons for the revelation. Why was that ayah revealed? It gives you an understanding as to the purpose of the ayah. So we said that Surah Yasin was revealed in the mid to late Meccan period. So a number of years after the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made the da'wah public, the Quraysh is well aware of it. This is the time. So what was the climate during that time? This is when we have the stories of Bilal being tortured severely. Perhaps this is the time when many of the slaves of the Sahaba, like Ammar, Yasir and Sumayya, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they were even persecuted, even maybe killed. So this was a time when the persecution was very severe, and that the Muslims were a small minority in Mecca, and the Quraysh were extremely hostile and arrogant. By now, the cursing of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had become frequent. They had abused him, they had harmed him. In fact, if they could, they would have killed him. So there's a lot of harm and, you know, misery upon the Muslims at this time. Also, the Quraysh at this time are extremely arrogant. They had asked for many signs, they had asked many questions. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had accommodated them, and now really everything had been made clear to them, but they are now simply hostile and arrogant in their opposition to the message. And also there is a personal side to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know during this period towards the end of the Meccan phase, as he looks for him, he feels like the da'wah is not progressing. You know, his followers are being persecuted, he can't assist them, he has made no headway anymore with his own people. By and large, the Quraysh are not accepting the message. So is there something wrong with me? And he has this sense of internal guilt, this internal, am I the fault here? Am I the one that is wrong? And so he takes this very personally, this failure, like a failure upon himself. And so this is very important when we understand the verses of Surah Yasin, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them. And so the audiences, we could say, there is the audience of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, and we said he's going through a tremendous personal struggle, and he's feeling a bit of guilt, and he's personally being abused by his people, and rejected by his people, so he's taking it very hard. We have the head of the Quraysh, or the majority of the Quraysh, they are arrogant, and they are persecuting, and they are abusive, they are violent towards the Muslims, and you have this very small minority group of Muslims, some of them even in secret, hiding their Islam, others are suffering tremendously, and so for them, they need a different message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah will reveal ayat, that is a message to all of them, and of course to us, reciting the surah 1,400 years later, it is relevant to us as well, and we'll talk about that as we go through the surah. So the themes of the surah, as we mentioned before, that the surah was revealed in Mecca. The Meccan surahs, their chief theme was not to give laws and to give regulations. Rather, it was to make people aware of Allah, and it is to call them to the worship of Allah. It was to enforce certain central ideas of Islamic theology, like the belief in the Akhirah, like the belief in prophethood. These things which the Quraysh did not believe, these things need to be first put in place before you talk about nikah and divorce and how to do business and how to clean yourself. Those things come secondary. So this is to really enforce the essentials of the Islamic theology of Iman. We also find, like many Meccan surahs, it is short, it is very eloquent, there's a lot of metaphors. Allah creates imagery, Allah will speak about previous nations, Allah will speak about Qiyamah, so the past and the future. This is the hallmarks of the Meccan surahs, and so this is something that we will find inshallah in Surah Yasin. And if we could extract and say, what is the one overall theme, the overall theme of Surah Yasin, is the one ultimate message of Surah Yasin, and indeed we'd say that the ultimate theme of Surah Yasin is the cycle of life, death and resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak quite detail, in a lot of detail about life, and Allah will give parables about life and going through life and how short it is and how quickly death can come about to anyone. And then of course to mention about resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a lot of evidences that we take for granted throughout our life. There are many things that we see. We actually see that, you know, for example, the ground coming to life after it is dead when the rain comes down. This is resurrection being shown in front of us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind or speak to the Quraysh. Of course, there are people that did not believe in resurrection, or they did not believe in the concepts of the afterlife. And so Allah is enforcing these concepts within the Quraysh. And of course, there is a message to a warning. So Surah Yasin comes down as a warning to the Quraysh that they are about to cross a line. That if they cross the line, then look at what happened to previous nations who crossed the line, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really gives you a limited amount of chances. Once you've exhausted those chances, then you become liable for persecution, or you become liable for punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very powerful surah. It comes at a very crucial and serious time in the da'wah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the surah down in a time of great difficulty as a form of comfort and ease. And for us in our daily life, what is important for us. You know, a lot of the themes, as we said, of Surah Yasin is about denying the afterlife, living, you know, sort of in this bubble of this world. We have become so detached of the Akhirah. We have lived our lives so far away from thinking about the realities of the afterlife. Everything is almost easy in the way we live our life. We get our salary on a certain time. We don't have to go out and plant our food or hunt our food. It's just we go to the supermarket. Our life has become very insulated, very predictable. And it's when we are taken out of our comfort zones that we realize that we are very vulnerable. And this is what Surah Yasin will enforce. And for us living now in this COVID-19 world, where the world, where what was we took for granted is shown that it's not everything goes according to the plan that we thought. We are not in control. Allah is in control. This surah really hits home when we think about that, how vulnerable we are. And really we are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at any time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can call us back and we will be answerable for our misdeeds. And there's of course going to be the surah perhaps paints the most beautiful picture of Jannah and of course also Jahannam, some very amazing verses about Jannah and the rewards of Jannah. So really everything is at stake as we live in this dunya, and particularly for us now in the month of Ramadan, understanding that between us and Qiyamah really could be these 25 days. It is a make or break for us. What we do in the month of Ramadan can grant us the ultimate success. Oh subhanAllah, may Allah forgive us. It is a huge loss if we don't make the benefit of it. So may Allah grant us all the best and success in the month of Ramadan. We will continue inshallah tomorrow with verse number 1 and the first section of Surah Yasin bi-ibnillah. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.